Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We are focusing right now on what took place in a town in America, in Kansas, with this horrific shooting that at this Jewish center and also an assisted living facility there yesterday. And a 73-year-old Missouri man named Frazier Glenn Miller, the Jerusalem Post calls him Frazier Glenn Cross, is who they call him. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. But this man is shooting Americans, by the way, American citizens.
Hello.
You know, first understand that we're Americans in regards to that, and then say he's an American Jew, he's an American Christian, and that type of aspect when we're talking about it, that's not a separate citizen. Mm-hmm. These are people that we're supposed to protect and defend, you know, and then he's yelling. This guy's reportedly, according to CBN, Fox News, CBN News, and other sources, this man is shouting out, "Hell Hitler," when he is actually doing this. It is amazing what's taking place. This is Overland Park Chief Police John Douglas is talking about. This was taking place at 1:30 yesterday.
And who's reporting this?
This is CBN News. And but it's like, you know, if you have been listening to Four Blood Moons, understand that historically they begin in tears, mm-hmm. and it ends in deliverance. But you're talking about 18 months. And the fact is sort of like, you know, understand that you got to listen to Four. I can't review all the Four Blood Moons for you, but make sure it's a related link. But this is exactly. It's like the enemy showing his hand, because this man, he's a captive of the adversary. Mm-hmm. This man has done evil, but he's held captive by the evil. To even think that that's even acceptable before humanity, right, and acceptable before God, and, you know, I don't know if he does that, but I just think it's like, this man is blinded evil by evil, but he did it.
Mm-hmm.
And understand, we have to understand this in our history, in the history of the world, this has happened again. And again and again, we've talked about it again and again. And the Four Blood Moons began something just like this. And we're looking like we're hours away from the beginning of an 18-month cycle that's supposed to be historically horrific, but begin in great deliverance. The question is, you know, we got to be able to survive this that's going on. In the context of that, when I'm looking at the Jerusalem Post, and they also report talking about this man, and they call him. This is the question. This is a raging anti-Semite. Who is Frazier Glenn Cross? And they call his last name Cross. And this just came out today in the Jerusalem Post. And he's talking about this guy was a former Green Beret. He did two tours of duty in Vietnam, served time in prison, and launched an unsuccessful bid for public office. Hmm. But they have him here. This guy was a leader. Reportedly, according to the Jerusalem Post, a leader in one of the Ku Klux Klan in the Carolina Knights or something, they're reporting, which means he's a racist.
Mm-hmm.
What that means, he's a racist. And we're going to make this whole article available to you on the Torch. But also, he appears to have written some book called A White Man Speaks Out by Glenn Miller, and we'll have the book cover there, because actually Jerusalem Post is the actually one that's got this article. We'll make it available to you. But it's like, you know, just like Chuck Pierce said of Zion Ministries out of Corinth, Texas, this is what he said, the root of racism is anti-Semitism.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy is a racist all around, everything outside of him, I guess. But it's a spirit for the church. I'm talking to the church. I'm talking to people who profess to be followers of Jesus Christ. This is what the Word of God said. The Word of God says, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness and powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness. Our battle is not flesh. This man is held captive by an evil, evil Lucifer, you know,
demonic spirit.
Principality. You know, this, by the way, that was this, what he's speaking out was actually, you know, prominent in this nation for mm-hmm. a long period of time. And although, you know, an Emancipation Proclamation was signed even in regards to slavery, it wasn't until 100 years later, until Thurgood Marshall was sitting there in 1962, and mm-hmm. he's going like, shouldn't this integration of schools take a little bit of time. We should work our way slowly through this. And Thurgood Marshall says, I think 100 years is a nice gradual, because it was already 100 years since that was signed.
Right.
And it was 1958 or whenever it was, when they were University of Mississippi, Southern Miss, and all that, when they were trying to bring students in, try to be normal, and trying to equal rights for everyone. And this spirit was prevalent. Even the governor of Mississippi sounded just like this dude.
Mm-hmm.
The governor of Mississippi at that time, I'm talking about history, everyone. I'm talking about
George Wallace.
Governor of Alabama.
Oh.
But the governor of Mississippi actually stood at Southern Miss. We sat there and watched this. We've watched his speech.
Yeah,
yeah, sure did.
And there's a reason why in the church we now have got to begin to become empathetic towards the reality. It has been the reality in America and the world. But understand this, that the root of this is anti-Semitism. So if we keep pushing Israel because they're Jews, if we keep trying to push them into the sea because they're Jews, if we keep trying to push them to give up land because they're Jews, because of their ethnicity, because of their nationality, because of their race, that just opens up things in our nation where we can never get free from this evilness that was manifested with this particular man. And by the way, that the Lord is just real. I think the church has to. You have to understand this. You have to understand this. That these folks right here, this man right here, amongst all the other crew that was with him, they burned crosses in people's yards, and they didn't burn their little logo or something. They took what God said used to say, "I love you," to every man on the face of this earth and woman on the face of this earth, and they took the gospel. They took the message of the cross. And they put it in a man's yard or a woman's yard or in a community, and they burned it. Mm. That's straight from hell.
Yeah,
it has nothing to do with God. I mean, look, they're burning the very thing that God used to sacrifice his son on so that you can be in the family. That's it. Not only is wrong, but it's real. It happened, and it's happening in the hearts of people today, too. But understand, everybody's not like that. And but a true brother and a true sister in the Lord loves each other,
right.
And so you have to understand, we got to begin to say, you know what, the church, we need to rise to the occasion, look at history and say, you know what, we need to deal with this. We need to acknowledge it for being what it is, it in all of its ugliness and everything that happened, and we need to be just like Nehemiah. Because part of healing me is understanding me. If you don't acknowledge my journey, if you don't understand how I got here and why I'm here and why I'm a little defensive, and you don't allow me to celebrate the first African-American president, you don't allow me to even, you don't understand me. I understand what you're saying, but you don't, and so understanding this, that, this spirit, this evilness that happened in the land, we said, dear God, deliver our land from racism, but definitely, Lord, deliver the church, deliver those who profess to be Christians from any division at all in our hearts against any of our brothers and any of our sisters. Lord, we ask you, Lord, to bring unity, Azusa Street unity, where we all come together for your glory so that you can use us to reach the world. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well. We want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the daily radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the daily radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the daily radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.